Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Ben.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
Super duper.
How was class?
Class was good. Folks got a good one today. Two sets of 10, back squat at 55 to 60%. The goal is speed in and out while, of course, keeping the wheels on the tracks. Remember, we do have Murph on Monday, folks, so we don't want to go too crazy today. We need you recovered for the 300 air squats you'll be taking on Monday. And then they followed up with that pretty sneaky tough plate burpee, ground to overhead, overhead carry, 10-minute AMRAP.
Chris didn't think that was sneaky.
Didn't think it was sneaky?
He was fully aware that it was going to suck.
Fully aware.
Goodness.
I think Chris is aware of anything that gets his heart rate up sucks.
Yeah. He saw burpees and he knew.
That's all I need to see.
Shout out to Chris. Helped
shout
us out audio.
Out to Chris.
Really quick, speaking of Murph.
Yep.
She got on there.
Check
nice
out
looking shirt.
Awesome shirts.
It's a nice shirt.
And this logo.
That logo's so sick.
We got something special coming for 4th of July as well. Okay, got some ideas for that. But these shirts turned out great. Ladies, got some bad news. The tank tops were not ideal. They did a white BW. However, I've solved it. I'm buying you new ones, and it's not going to cost you anything extra. So we're going to sort that out. But I think they'll get here Tuesday. So that'll be a little downer, is that they will not arrive. So you'll have the choice, and we have all of the tanks with the white logo. I'm not real sure what happened there. But we are solving it. We are fixing it. But the T-shirts turned out great, and so everybody should be pretty excited to get to wear these bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they boys? Why is this shirt a boy? That's a weird thing to say.
It's funny you bring that up, because Wednesday when we had Jerk City and we brought out some PVC pipe, I said the same thing about the PVC pipe, and I was like, well, why do I call this a bad boy? Maybe bad girls, or maybe I don't assume
anything.
But
then you say bad girls. That sounds like
it sounds a little weird
sexual.
And yeah. Don't want that. So like, I was like, you know what?
A bad boy.
It's a piece of plastic.
So maybe we just shouldn't assign gender roles to inanimate objects. And really,
it's 2018.
Ultimately, the lesson is we shouldn't assign gender roles to anything.
Anything.
And I actually do believe that. I think that's easy to mock. But I don't know, man. That's probably another tangent we could take, because CrossFit, because, I mean, what? Gender roles, man works, woman stays home, man strong, woman weak. Like, things. Woman,
that's what they used to say.
Woman cooks, man sits. Like, bring me a sandwich.
No, I wasn't going to say it.
Right. No, but that's real life.
That's what it used to be.
That's real life. But, like, I've been really fortunate over the last 7 years to meet a number of women that I can imagine being in those situations and just being like, nope.
Yeah, definitely.
Make your own damn sandwich.
Yes, we definitely have probably a majority of our athletes.
And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, no.
I think
it's
awesome. I've always believed that, like, you show a woman that something like a strict pull-up is possible, and then she realizes all the bullshit she's had to deal with her whole life. It's time to shine.
And then she's unstoppable.
Unstoppable. And now as men, we're like back, like we're backpedaling. Oh no, what's my role?
Yeah.
So now we're wildly insecure because she's as strong as we are. But I thought that was my differentiating factor. Sorry, guys, you actually have to develop as a human. Sorry, you don't just get to have a penis and be special.
There's nothing more soul crushing than when a woman calls a man a little bitch.
Should happen more often. Should happen way more often.
I think it's happening more and more.
Should. It should. Well, we're lucky here, because I think that the men here have embraced the strength of the women. And I don't know. It's exciting times. I've always believed CrossFit has been at the forefront of empowering women, whether it's the not assigning gender RXs on main site. So for those that don't know, if you get on main site, CrossFit.com, and I realize also it's been so long since people have called main site. I bet if I asked my classes this morning, when's the last time you got on main site? Some would say never.
Some would say, what is that?
Some would definitely say, what is that? And some would say, not for the last 4 or 5 years. CrossFit's been putting a free workout up every single day since 2001.
And rest days included.
If in a pinch you don't know what to do, go to CrossFit.com and they got something for you.
Usually very fun.
Yeah. And it's they do a great job with that. They said that HQ, there's a big room with just whiteboards.
Nice.
And they said there's a team, so it's not just open to anybody, I don't think. But the team comes in and they come up with workouts themselves, and then there's a guy that gets to then comb through, alter, and then pick the order. So it is
people testing these workouts too.
I never got a clear answer. I was talking to Shree Chan at my level two, and I never got a clear answer. But yes, I would imagine. But you know, I'll say this: as having programmed for the last 7 years myself, you don't have to do all your workouts. Mm-hmm. If you know the stimulus, now that's a fine line to walk. Because what if you never do your workouts?
Yeah,
that's just poor professionalism.
Or they're just collecting data. They're seeing what people post.
Yeah,
and hopefully they're being honest.
Yeah, I mean, so I do think there's a line. As a programmer, you should do your workouts from time to time. But if you've done it long enough, and in the beginning, I did a lot more of my workouts because I did not know the stimulus. I did not know what 10 burpees at a time felt like versus 20 burpees at a time. Mm-hmm. I did not know when I lost steam on wall balls. Like, I can attack 18 wall balls, but 22 wall balls, I go a little bit slower, you know? And so, like, learning the intricacies of the numbers, the volume, what does 150 wall balls feel like versus 125 or 200 wall balls? What about 150 in 7 minutes, or I'm sorry, 10 minute, like a 10 minute workout, or 200 in a 30 minute workout? You mm-hmm. know, two very different things. But once you start to understand stimulus and you live it yourself, but also you observe your athletes and you take into account their fatigue rate. And also enthusiasm. And this should be a separate podcast. We say that a lot. We always get on topic like this should be separate. But like I've always believed that like workouts have to be two of three things. They have to be logical, so they have to make sense. Okay. Yeah. They have to be effective. Okay. So following some sort of methodology that's been proven by science and studies. Okay. And they have to be entertaining. Okay.
Sure.
They can be logical and effective. They can be effective and entertaining. They can be entertaining and logical. They can be, I don't know what the other combination is, but they can be two of those three. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not everything has to be effective. And I think that's where people get lost.
You know what's not entertaining?
What's not entertaining?
7 minute AMRAP burpees.
Thanks, Dave Castro. But you know what's effective? You know what's effective?
It's effective, though.
You know what's effective? 7 minutes of burpees.
It's just not entertaining.
It's not entertaining. But it's effective. And I guess logically you could argue on that, but it is logical in terms of like single modality, mm-hmm. set time limit, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And he was assessing worldwide, and so that makes sense. Now in my classes, in the classes that we run here, I should say, I would tell you that I don't know that our athletes on average are going to maintain intensity beyond 5 at most, maybe 3 minutes. I think we would get a better response if it was a 3 to 5 minute AMRAP. And that's simply mm-hmm. because of who we have general population. Yeah. Does that mean there's not 10 to 15 people who should do 7 minutes or even 10 minutes now? Because now that was 6 years ago. 10 minutes of burpees. And then the other thing though, there is also like something like Karen, 150 wall balls for time. That's a really good workout.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look good on the board. Like you walk in like, oh, 150, that's boring. But you're mainly saying it's boring because you hate it.
Yeah.
Let's be clear, folks. Karen's not boring. We just hate wall balls. Yeah. So then we're like, oh, boring. I don't want to do it. It's boring. And like, no, you're scared.
No, definitely scared.
But like, I empathize with that.
It was like, what, Monday's workout? Was that Monday's workout?
We did 150 with other stuff, which I think made it worse.
Yeah, it definitely made it worse.
Oh, yeah,
it was
you did
still
it.
Scary if you wanted to go unbroken.
Like, right, absolutely. And I do think that like programming Karen's important, you know, and I think that people need to embrace. It's a lot like running a 5K. We could run repeat fours. We could do 400, 300, 200, 100, 100, 200, 300, 400. We could do all this fun stuff. But every once in a while, you ought to just grit your teeth and sprint the 3.2 miles. Mm-hmm. Okay? Shouldn't do it all the time because I don't think that's a good program. I think it's lazy programming to do it more than occasionally. Okay? But occasionally should do it. But as a programmer, I believe that 150 wall balls doesn't always have to be just 150. It can be what we did on Monday, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, with other stuff involved.
Yeah.
Or it could that also a great workout there would have been 50 wall balls, 2 minute rest, 40 wall balls, 2 minute rest, 30 wall balls, 1 minute rest, 20 wall balls, 1 minute rest, 10 wall balls.
Yeah.
That would get you.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't force you to be under that load the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So different stimulus, and actually it's going to refine your Karen in the long run.
Oh, so sore.
So, yeah, I bet. Joel went unbroken on Monday's workout. If you haven't seen Monday's workout, go to blackwolfcf.com. Go to the blog. We post all of our workouts week at a time.
Shout out to Angie. She went unbroken.
Angie went unbroken. That's fantastic. And so he did that
Kirby went unbroken as well.
Super duper fun workout. Yeah. And that, it was
pretty fun.
It was 50 wall balls, 30 toes to bar, 40 wall balls, 25 box jumps.
That was the worst part.
30 wall balls, 20 pull-ups, 20 wall balls, 15 burpee box jumps. Yuck. And then 10 wall balls. No. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do it with 10 wall balls.
But did I get? Yeah, after the 15 burpee box jumps, 10 wall balls, and you're done. Mm-hmm. And people kicked ass, but
that was a good one.
They were cussing at me the whole time. All right. Yeah. So I don't know how we got there. We need to start the show.
Whoa, how did we get there?
Yeah, that was a whole podcast.
We should mention this stuff, too.
Well, we haven't actually started yet.
What?
Hey. Oh, okay. Happy Friday, everybody.
Well, we didn't. We did say good morning.
We did say
good morning to each other. We didn't say good morning to the...
I thought we were doing, like, mic check, just to make sure that...
I hope not, because that was good content, I think.
I think we could still use it.
We could still use it.
But why don't we start over?
Okay, let's start over.